In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In this parable of the wedding feast, the king invites his chosen ones, and they all make excuses as to why they can't come. It says one goes off to his farm, another goes off to their business. Some are outright hostile. So the king sends his servants out to the highways and hedges, and he invites both the good and the bad, everyone who is willing to come. Now we're going to get Luke's version of this story during Advent. Luke spends more time, more ink, on the excuses. But since we get Matthew's perspective today, I'd like to look at a detail that only occurs in Matthew's version of the story. After the feast has begun, the king comes in to look at his guests and see and enjoy this feast with everybody. And he spots a guest without a wedding garment on. He spots a guest who's not wearing the proper clothes. And so he goes up to him and he says, "Friend, how did you get in here without putting on a wedding garment, putting on the proper clothes?" And this guest is speechless. He has nothing to say. And so the king has him bound hand and foot, cast into the outer darkness where people weep and wail and gnash their teeth. Now, when I was a kid, I couldn't tell you how much this part of the story bothered me, how much this part of the story upset me. The servants go out to the highways and hedges, they gather the poor, they bring them all in, and then the king stands there and judges somebody by his clothes. And my kid minds go, "Well, it's not his fault. The king just brought in poor people. Of course they don't have the proper clothes." This is how my thoughts went. But I saw something once, believe it or not, on network television that made the gospel click for me right here. There's some TV show, and two brothers were meeting dates at this posh Los Angeles Hollywood restaurant. And it's a comedy, but it had a lesson that applies to this. So they get there, and they're wearing a shirt and tie, and their two dates are there. And it's one of those restaurants where a sport coat is required. And so they don't have sport coats on. Now, the restaurant owners know that sometimes guests will show up without a jacket, without a sport coat. And so what do they have? They have a closet full of sport coats, and the maitre d' says perhaps she would be more comfortable with one of these on. And they get one in these two fellas' size, and one of them puts it on. The other one's indignant. "Why won't they accept me for who I am?" He says, "I'm not putting on your sport coat." And he goes and sits down, and his brother's like, "Just put on the sport coat." And he's like, "I'm not putting on the sport coat." And finally, they kick this brother out. And it clicked with me that moment that the man in the parable is not expelled because he's poor. He's not expelled because he can't afford proper wedding clothes. It's quite the opposite. Nobody can afford garments fit for the king's wedding reception. And like the owners of that restaurant, the king knew that. And that's why the king would provide wedding garments for you. Nobody's going to have the proper wedding garments. So the king has a giant closet, and he's saying, "Put this on, put this on, put this on," and people come in. And that means that if the man is there without a wedding garment, it's not that he's too poor, it's that he refused to put on what was offered to him. Now, all of this is symbolic, of course. It's not about gowns, it's not about sport coats, but something far deeper. The garment is whether or not we have put on Christ, whether or not we have put on who Christ is. Remember when the king sent out his servants to the highways and the hedges, they brought in, it says, they brought in the bad and the good. God knows we are sinners. It's why he sent Christ. It's why he sends his servants to bring us back. So then, are we the good or the bad? Well, both. We are the good and the bad. Each of us is both good and bad. The good is the image of God in you, and the bad is the ways that we have tarnished that image. But God calls you as you are, but with an offer then that you can put on Christ, that you can put on himself. That garment he offers, that sport coat at the door, that's new life in him. It's the baptismal garment, and it's absolutely free. You just have to put it on. You just have to accept it. The garment means being clothed in virtues that are given in the Holy Spirit. You know, love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, not to mention some compassion and mercy. And so the man that's in this at the wedding feast without the garments means he came in without love and without joy and without peace and patience. It has nothing to do with material poverty. Now remember, the kingdom of heaven is not some far-off day in some far-off place. The kingdom of heaven doesn't start when you die. The kingdom of heaven is wherever Jesus is. And therefore, the kingdom of heaven can start here, today, and now. Wedding banquet with the Savior is already underway. And therefore, the question is, are you clothed in Him? Are you clothed in compassion and mercy today? Are you clothed in love and joy and peace now? You know, these virtues cover a multitude of past sins, and these virtues are given for free. The man in the parable without the garment, he would not put on love, he would not put on joy, and he would not put on compassion. And therefore, when he's expelled, it's his own fault. If we do not put on the virtues given freely in the Holy Spirit, we have no one to blame but ourselves. The kingdom of heaven is among us. How can we not be joyful? Our neighbors suffer. How can we not be compassionate? You know, September 1st marks the beginning of the church year. You know, we have two cycles in the church. We have the movable cycle, which is based on Pascha, and then we have the fixed feasts, which begin on September 1st. Now, in the secular world, nearly everything New Year's has to do with January, January 1st, but there's still some remnants. Businesses used to have a fiscal year that would begin September 1st because when accounting was done by hand, it took a few months to get your year-end reports ready, so they'd start September 1st. Those days with computerization are largely gone, but we still have one remnant of September 1st, which is the school year. It's the school year begins September 1st. So we still have at least something in our secular society about this new year beginning. But in the church, our fixed feasts begin on September 1st. So in addition to wishing you a blessed new year, I also have a New Year's encouragement for you. Put on the garment that's offered. Put it on. Put it on and keep it on. When you're faced with a temptation to judge or to anger or to resent or to backbite or to lie or to scowl or to hold a grudge, remember that garment. Just put on the sport coat. Remember, all it takes is to go to that closet and say, Lord, put it on me. It takes 1 second to do that. And it's from Christ Himself. And that garment is the garment of love and joy and peace and patience and compassion and mercy. And really, that's the only way to truly live. Really, which way do you want to live? The way of our brokenness or the way of Jesus Christ? And that garment is free. It's absolutely free. And bottom line, you don't want to be caught without it. Amen.
Amen.